Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. And today's episode is just a little advice for any of you who are just starting out on your journey.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
So Gary V, for anybody that's watching, got me kicked out of Bible college. Listening to Gary V.
Was it the cursing?
No, it's totally cool. It's totally cool. But about 4 or 5 years ago, I was in Bible college studying secondary education. And then everybody has to have like a core of biblical studies. Everybody's basically a double major. So essentially, I wanted to either be a high school teacher or I wanted to go out and be a youth pastor and just really have fun with kids, play games. Like, who doesn't want to do that? Like, who doesn't want to be the guy that gets in trouble for playing games and, teaching kids? And so a year in, I found just a random video of yours and started listening to your content. And I feel like God in life was like, okay, you don't want to do what this man's saying, so we're about to force you to do it. And it was right around the time where you were talking about that whole self-evaluation thing. You know, if college isn't for you, like, don't run yourself into debt. Go back home, live with your mom. Like, go stack your money, figure out what you're going to do, da-da-da-da-da. I was hearing it, but I was so scared to do
it. Scared of it, of course. It takes courage to live the life you want.
You know, like, I'm 18 years old. I just moved from Milwaukee, Wisconsin to Chicago, Illinois. You know, so I'm in this big city. Our college is literally smack dab downtown Chicago. So I'm like, go back home? Like, it took enough courage for me to leave home to get here. Like, why?
I ain't going back to fucking Milwaukee.
Right. So I'm like, what the heck? You know, and I will never forget getting a call one day from the school, like, hey, you've got to go. I was like, what? They're like, yeah, you got to go. Basically, my parents, you know, went through a nasty divorce. They agreed to paying for it because the school didn't take certain loans. So, and it wasn't expensive. It was a tuition-free school, but you paid for room and board and you're supposed to pay out of pocket. They agreed to paying for that, but it became kind of like a riff in the divorce thing. So got a call. I knew nothing. So they called me and they're like, come back. I'm like, what do you mean? You can't come back. My mom's like, just come home. I'm like, no, I'm not going to come home. Basically, I was homeless for 6 months, slept on people's couches, couch hopped from place to place. Literally, when the school year started back, one of my old friends, his roommate never came. So I literally squatted in his room and snuck around the campus because I still had my old ID. And literally, I found a job, or I got a job as a call center worker, and that gave me enough money to find my own place, kind of get on my own feet. I found a church that at that time was super, it was on the rise because they were using Periscope at that time, and Periscope just shot them up, and I found them via Periscope. Long story short, man, got offered $200 to be the intern for the senior pastor CEO. He's not just a pastor, like, he's a businessman. He has multiple different businesses, all of this stuff. $200 a month to do a freaking full-time job. And I did it. I did it while still working in that call center. Like, I was in the call center answering phones and like responding to emails and like scheduling meetings and
grinding.
Phone number and you want a meeting? Yeah, okay, give me 1 second. Okay, let me finish here. And then like,
Jamal, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. For everybody who's listening, because every time I bring up the take the 28K to be the admin, take the 42K to be the admin, this motherfucker was making $200 a day. Like, please, like people are so entitled. People are so soft. If you want your dream, it should be hard. Like, yeah. I had a big dream. Of course it was fucking difficult.
Yeah. I did that for 3 years, Gary. I did that for 3 years. So I
say it one more time for the people in the back that didn't hear. How long?
I did that for 3 years. 3 years.
I get it.
And the crazy, so I did the internship, lasted for about 6 months. And then they came to me and they're like, hey, you know, do you want to do this full time? And I was like, oh yeah, this is my, okay, great. Like, I don't have to work at the call center. Yeah, cool. And I was thinking like, I'm gonna get offered at least as much as I get paid at the call center, but it's a church, you know, like, you know. And so I literally got offered $27,000 to come work full time at this church as a personal assistant. And I did it, man. And I did it for like I said, 3 years. And a year and a half ago, I got a phone call from my boss, and he randomly out of nowhere was like, hey, do you want to be our next youth pastor? Which is what I went to school for. It's literally what I was going to school for. Got kicked out of school studying to become, you know, this guy that could just spend his time dealing with teenagers and helping kids. And now we're actually one of the largest churches here in Chicago. And I have 400 kids that I'm responsible for. And I was able to see it because I wasn't afraid to go. So if Aiden's still watching, man, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
I'm proud of you, Jamal. I'm really proud of you. I admire you.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you so much. It goes into my question though, because I mean, you, when I watch these, like I was watching yesterday, I got my tea in my little Christmas.
Let's go.
But when I'm watching, you know, I feel like I hear the same like questions, and I know that you just get it out there. And but I'm one of those people, as you can see with the story, I love my 9 to 5. You know, so I want to get better at that. And so, like I told you, I have 400 kids alone, teenagers alone that I'm responsible for, plus their parents that look to me for advice and things.
Guidance.
I'm newly married, been married for about
Congratulations.
A year now. And me and my wife don't even have kids yet, but I have parents coming to me for like parenting advice. And
of course.
And then I have team members who are all like different types of ages. I'm 23. What advice would you give for leading that many eight at a young age?
Couple things. You know, you were built for it. At 23, I was ready to be a CEO. If COVID happened when I was 23, I would have led it. I led it during 9/11 when I was 25. Like, you know, what I would say to you is a couple things. One, you're gonna continue to live this life. Like some shit is just written. Do you know what I mean? So I actually think the single biggest ingredient for you to be successful in communicating to these different constituents is humility. It's very easy to get high on your own supply, right? You're getting all this admiration, attention. You're humbled by it. And thus you actually have to deploy humility. So when you talk to Mr. and Mrs. Thompson, you say, listen, first of all, Mr. and Mrs. Thompson, I don't have children and I admire you so much. So this comes with no judgment. What I'm seeing from little Ricky is this, you know, I'm closer to little Ricky's age than I am to yours, you know, and I can associate with him. And some of the stuff I've seen him, like, and I overheard a conversation that he was having with Linda. And so what you might want to consider, this is where the humility comes in. You see where I'm going? You start the combo with the hedge. What you might want to consider, and I think in that humility, you'll find that balance that you'll be able to reach more people because of it. Because at some level, what ends up happening to the 23-year-old Jamal, the 23-year-old Gary, the 23-year-olds that are watching right now that also kind of have it like that, is you can get real caught up real quick. And all of a sudden, you're coming across audacious instead of coming across with humility. Humility, my man, is the most important ingredients and the gift of communicating with the hedge. Even what I do now at 44, which is like, hey, and I'll say it right now one more time for anybody who's never heard it. I come across with conviction because I have conviction, which can come across as overconfident, condescending. I get it. But let me say it one time right now for everybody. These are my opinions and hypotheses. This is what I see in business and parenting in the world. They're my opinions. They're my observations. They are my hypotheses. I don't think I'm right. I don't think I'm better. I just think that this is experience. I stay in a very narrow lane, and this is my hypothesis and observation. And I think when people can sense that humility, they're more open to the constructive criticism or the strategy. Jamal, at this gifted of a young age where people are looking to you, humility is your most important ally.
Yeah, for sure. I got one more question just because I know you talk about it a lot. So you've you've gotten it right so many different times with Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I think you've said so many different things. So I think your next one is really like TikTok that you've really been talking about a lot. I'm more of a, you know, get on, talk type of guy, motivator type of person.
Do that on TikTok.
Okay.
I have 3.3 million followers on TikTok doing that.
I just saw, yeah. Okay. Because I know, like, when I get on, like,
you don't need to dance. You don't need to fucking dance.
My kids are all like, dude, Jamal, like, I want to dance.
Let me give you a history lesson. All these platforms become all kinds of content. They start off, you know what Instagram started off as? Photography nerds.
Yeah. True.
Taking fucking sunsets with a fucking filter.
Right.
Facebook was college talk, hooking up.
Yeah.
You know, Twitter was tech nerds.
Yeah.
They all started something.
True.
And they all evolved to everything.
As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away, which were our favorites this week?
Thank you so much, Gary. Today's amazing 5-star review reads, "Ever since I started reading Gary's books and consuming his content, one thing has become clear. This guy loves what he does and knows what he's talking about. Any college kid aspiring to build a social media presence or a business has to listen." Thank you so much for that amazing review. And to anybody listening out there, if you leave us one, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.